what choice did you have to gain for this role? Did you gain any at all?
I don't know. I never really weighed myself. I just went. I had just done a stint on Broadway. You know, I was dancing every night for a couple months, so I felt physically strong. And then, if anything, yes, I was worried about being too thin, so I just sort of stopped. I didn't think about exercise or anything. I just ate whatever I wanted. But I didn't go overboard, because who's to say it would have gone to the right places?
we look at you now, and you look very, very little like that. What made you connect to Betty, and then what, more importantly, made you think that this was part that you could play, given that it's not, you know, you wouldn't immediately think that's how you look?
Well, the truth is, the script came to me in a kind of the old-fashioned way. I thought, this is sort of a big cattle call, and everybody's going in, and I'll never get the part. But there's something there that I felt I felt connected with the script and Mary's version of Betty. And I had always thought of Betty, too, as sort of, you know, vixen with a whip and bad girl. And, you know, truth is, she was so much more, and it's almost the opposite when I did a little bit of research. So I sort of thought I had nothing to lose, and that maybe have been why it worked out. I don't know, but I just went in and had a good time with the audition, and right away Mary really responded to it, and then we had to kind of get everybody else on board, which took a little more doing.
Was it easier fun to get all those Betty poses?
It was fun. I mean, yeah, it was like choreography, really. It was looking at those poses and looking, there were a lot of loops where she was dancing, and she had a very specific style of moving around and dancing. It was so Betty, and so I did sort of have to figure out her moves. Yeah.
What elements of her life and her personality did you focus on in preparing for this film?
I focused on where she was from, of course, her voice, and her history, her relationship with God, her religion. You know, this is probably the strongest relationship she has had, really. She never seemed to maintain close relationships with husbands, or, you know, people sort of came and went in her life, but that was kind of the strongest relationship I could find. Of course, there were the physical things, just, you know, the wig. One of the first things I did was go out and buy one of those $15 Ricky wigs, just so that while I was working on it, I could get out of myself and see Betty a little bit, you know, and little by little it all came together, and that had a lot to do with the, you know, hair and makeup and the good wig and a great costume designer who worked with, you know, my body and fitting these clothes, and there was so much source material, really, that I could focus on. It was great.
Did you feel as comfortable and relaxed in front of the camera as she obviously did in, you know, the more intimate scenes, I guess, the more explicit scenes?
I don't know. I hope so, because that was something that obviously that was so important and integral to the character, was her lack of self-consciousness in front of the camera. So if nothing else, I owe this to Betty, because this is her philosophy, really. She was the true naturist, really. She kind of just seemed to be at her best and her healthiest and her most beautiful when she was doing the nudity, particularly outside. And so when we came to do those scenes, I remember Mary said, this is sort of like her religion, you know, and that stuck in my mind, and that was something that really made the, you know, doing those scenes easier.
Mary was telling us that the later events in Betty's life could be the subject of two or three other different movies. For you as an actress, is it necessary to know where the character goes even beyond when you're playing her?
Yeah, I think so. Well, especially when you're dealing with a real human being. You know, yes, her whole story, and as much as I could get about that story, played into what we did, and so I kind of would think of where she was going, the next step afterwards. And try to, you know, that was the full journey, and we're bookending it here. But I needed to know all of that. But at the same time, you know, what was interesting is how, at the end of the day, you know, Betty is still kind of an enigma. You know, you never quite can nail down who Betty Page was. And I love that Mary lets her retain that mystery. I think that's just such a beautiful way of telling the story, because, you know, so many times with biopics, I think it's, well, we start here and we see what happened in her childhood, and then, you know, we move on to how everything in her childhood affects her life, and then, you know, bumps and ebbs and flows, and then, you know, somehow she breaks through it and everything works out. She just retained that mystery about Betty. And I had to be comfortable playing Betty, not knowing all of the answers, you know.
And you never tried to have any contact or get in touch with her, reach her in any way, shape, or form?
Well,
you never made an effort in that regard?
No. What happened was that Mary, in the beginning, when she started work on this, had tried to get in touch with Betty. And, you know, I think it became clear that she didn't want to have anything to do with this film, or had sold her life rights to another film production, so didn't feel that she could. But by the time I got involved, it was clear that we weren't talking, you know, that Betty wasn't talking to us, so I had, you know, respect that privacy. I mean, she had this part of her life that we were covering was pretty much in the past for her, so I just wanted to, you know, I felt that the script was kind of such an affectionate depiction of her, and kind of a love letter to her, almost. So I just.
Is this your first time wearing 8-inch stiletto heels?
Do I have to answer that? No. you can't really. They're tough. Those shoes were actually made for me. I mean, they were really. Hard to find those shoes. Those are.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Why, in your opinion, has she become an icon?
Well, I do think it's because of that quality. I think when she was in front of the camera, she was able to. She had this kind of. She unleashed this sort of purity, this innocence, and this healthiness of her spirit that. There just wasn't, she never sort of was playing sexy. She was never playing with any need for a reaction. She was just fully kind of in herself, you know. And, you know, there's that line in the movie where she says she wanted to be lifted up or taken to another place. And I always felt that when she was posing, she actually did go to that place, you know. And when I saw the loops, where she's moving around. I mean, she's at, like, in her own atmosphere, Betty's world, you know, and I think then that really allows whoever's looking at and admiring and using or this photograph, it gives you permission for it to be whatever you need it to be. And that's why I think Betty's appeal kind of crosses borders of men and women and generations.
What's your beauty ritual?
Changes day to day. I don't know.
What are some of them?
Try to get sleep. Try to drink water, although I don't always do enough. I don't know.
Any favorite products you use?
Oh, no. No.
Just to take that just one step more, what does sexiness mean to you, and how does that relate to how you were when you were bed?
Well, I thought... I don't know. I don't know what my definition is. I just know that anytime you're trying to do it or be it, it's probably not it, you know? And whether it's, you know, looking or, I don't know, it just feels, and I learned that actually from Betty. I thought, when I would look at other pinups, I mean, Betty confirmed that to me. You know, it's like when I would look at other pinup models and you'd see them doing the come hither look or whatever, and it just didn't quite, it wasn't just as sexy as when Betty was just flaunting it out there, and she had so much self-confidence and lack of self-consciousness. It was, you know, it's so infectious. It's such a sexy quality.
And subtle.
Less is more, you know.
Yeah. And yet, when she's trying to act, I mean, the film makes a big point of this, which is actually trying to act on stage or on camera as someone other than herself, she's very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. And actually, someone brought this up because we had a Q&A last night. We did a screening, and someone said, it's interesting because actors, at least the method of acting, is sort of that you bring your own life experiences, whatever the trauma or whatever, into your roles, and then you can use it and, you know, tap into that for a certain character. And, you know, he made this point, and I thought it was great, that somehow Betty wasn't able to use the things that had happened to her when it came to, you know, acting. And again, it's sort of that 50s, the times of the 50s, and that kind of, you know, keeping everything under the rug and not talking about things and not, you know, and the whole idea of at least acting at that time was the discovery of things that have happened to us and how we can use it and, you know, bring it into our work. And she was so probably busy kind of putting that behind her and moving on that she didn't do that. She didn't connect in that way. But I think in front of the camera, because of that kind of lack of judgment, she could go there.
Well, a logical follow-up then, what of your life did you bring into this role?
Well, I actually looked a lot to my grandmothers because they were, you know, watching them as women in the 50s. Both of them. One of my grandmothers is from North Carolina, so she had this sort of very ladylike 50s southern woman, you know, quality that was very much Betty. And then my other grandmother worked on a dairy farm for most of her life, and so there was that kind of survivor, you know, push the cows in, get the cow, you know, and that was very much a part of Betty too, I think, that country girl. So I looked a lot. I didn't realize it at the time as much, but I did really look to them a lot. And feeling that they're sort of, I'm of them somehow. It was nice.
You're sort of 7 or 8 years past that sort of first supernova when you had the Vanity Fair cover when suddenly there was all this press. How do you look back at those times?
I just think, you know, I was young and it's part of the story. I hope to just find more great roles. It's such a good time being so involved with this project, you know, and it's been such a nice kind of, as much as it feels like, oh, come let's get the movie out there, you know, it's been so fun that it's dragged on as long as it has, frankly, because I've been able to really feel involved with it. And you know, you just want to keep finding things that you can sink your teeth into and get busy with and then feel, you know, proud of afterwards.
Do you discuss roles with your husband, or do you kind of keep the business part separate?
No, we end up talking about things we've read or what, you know.
What did he think about you playing Betty Page?
Oh, he was really excited about it because he knew how hard I worked to try to get the role. It was such a process, really, from the first day that Mary said, you know, yeah, I think you can do this, to actually getting on that set, because there was probably a year and a half of just, you know, the film was going to go, and then it didn't, and then raising the money, and then another cat, you know, is there anyone else with a bigger name that can play this? You know, not from Mary. Mary always stood by her original idea of me, but, you know, he saw me go through all that, so I think he was just really excited.
Well, one of the problems Betty had in her relationships was a lot of the men maybe weren't secure enough or had other problems that they couldn't handle her success as a beauty model, and, you know, let alone some of the darker stuff. I mean, have you been pretty lucky in your relationships? Like, guys are pretty secure and not intimidated by being a model and actress?
Well, I'm married now, and so... Yeah, we support each other fully. Yeah.
Did he have his own image of what Betty Page would look like?
Not really. I think he believed me.
Did you take anything home with you as a memento?
Well, I did get to keep my entire wardrobe. There was much of it that was rented, but the things that were actually built, you know, they built a lot of the bathing suits. And the, yeah. So, sorry?
The 8-inch shield.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.